Hey friends, it's Sarah Rittendale. When I decided to act against all the toxic thoughts and feelings I was living with daily and try to become my best self, I quickly fell into the very common trap of perfectionism. So, I decided to create a space where wellness doesn't mean being flawless. Becoming the best version of yourself doesn't just come from conversations about managing your mean mind, learning confidence, and always doing the things that you're supposed to do. Here, we talk about how normal your toxic feelings and thoughts are, that you're not doing something wrong because you don't always feel, think, or act how you envision your best self to, how to implement self-improvement strategies in a realistic way, and we do this through a variety of topics that often prompt our best selves to crave emergence. My mission? Inspire you to recognize that you don't have to be perfect to consider yourself whole, healthy, and well. This is the Well-ish Podcast.
We've made it into the teens, growing up so fast. 28 days of self-love, day 13. Let's get into it.
Yesterday, we talked about balancing your self-love and your relationship, essentially how you cannot fully give all of yourself to your relationship and you can maintain your self-love. Today, I want to take a hard right turn into a topic that is very popular and very common, and it is how the hell do we start to gain some confidence? The way I like to talk about this is going to be a little bit different. It's not super different, but it's realistic. And you know what? Isn't that what Wellish is all fucking about? So I'm going to talk to you guys today about gaining confidence through action compared to waiting around for it to happen. Or in other words, trying to gain confidence through reading about it, watching YouTube videos about it, listening to podcasts about it. We're actually going to talk about doing it through action so that it can actually start to come into your life a little bit more. The reason I do it that way is because that is the only way I have found any sort of shred of success when it comes to confidence. It did not come from the years, so fucking sad and embarrassing, years of trying to learn about how to gain it. And it only came once I took shaky, shitty, embarrassing action around how to gain confidence. That's the only fucking way I got any at all. The reason for that is because confidence is not something you either have or you don't. It's not something you're born with. It's not something you're blessed with. It's not something you honestly even work hard intellectually for. It's something you gain through experience and action. It's something you gain from going out into the world and trying to have it and feeling more and more successful the more and more you put yourself out there and try it. It's building your skill set in the things that you're intellectually learning about compared to just continuing to pack on the knowledge and expecting yourself to be good at it out in the physical. Most people believe that they have to feel that confidence. They have to feel it inside of them before they can go out into the world and be confident. But the truth is, you have to take the action first. The action comes first before that feeling comes into you. You are not crazy. You're not insane for thinking that way, because all we have been told is that confidence is a feeling, and that's because it is. It is a feeling, but it's a feeling that you get through doing things. Just like you feel embarrassed because you went out and did something embarrassing. You feel angry because you're out in life experiencing something that made you angry. It's the same exact thing. You cannot feel the confidence without taking the action out in the world in order to have that feeling. However, the reason that it seems in our brains like we would feel it before we have the action for it is because you can intellectually understand, it's the knowledge to skill gap. We've talked about it so many times. You can logically understand that what confidence is. You can logically understand how that would feel, what it would look like. You've read, heard, and watched about it. So you get it because you're smart enough to get that. Okay. But just because you're smart enough to intellectually understand what confidence is and what it looks like doesn't mean you have the skill set in order to go out and achieve it yet, in order to truly hone it in and truly feel it in your heart. My favorite way to explain this is in physical examples. You can practically, realistically understand that just because you understand and know that you have to paint what you see, not what you think you see. And that's how you become a good painter. And then you have to go out and practice that skill and do several paintings and all of this stuff in order to get really good at it. You don't expect to look at a Picasso painting and be able to just like do the same level of artwork. You don't expect to pick up a pencil and become the fucking next Michelangelo. You know, you know that you have to practice in order to become a good artist. You know that you have to practice in order to play the guitar. You know you have to practice in order to throw a baseball really well. We get that when it's in the physical, but when it's in our mind, because it's all in our mind compared to part in our mind, part in the physical, like throwing a baseball, you cannot wrap your brain around why you cannot do it. But the truth is, you have to bring it out into the physical just like anything else. You have to take the action and then you will have the confidence feeling inside of you. The more you do something, the more comfortable and competent you become. Let me introduce you to something called the confidence action loop, okay? Action, small win, self-trust, more action, confidence grows. The self-trust part, bro. The fucking self-trust part. That is the biggest piece of this. When you take action, you have the small win and it allows you to build your self-trust. You have to build your self-trust in order to have confidence. It's like you can't have chocolate milk without milk, okay? Like you have to have self-trust in order to have the confidence. And you gain the self-trust by doing actions and proving to yourself that you survive, proving to yourself that you are capable of doing the actions. And when you show yourself that you're capable of doing the actions that you've thought up in your head, you gain confidence. Avoiding the action is what leads to self-doubt, because you think it in your head. You think, okay, yeah, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to show up as myself. And then you get into the situation and you're like, you know, and do like the same awkward shit that you do every single time. You're like, well, I can't trust myself for shit. You know, I thought it doesn't mean I can actually carry it out, carry through with what I said I wanted to do. And your self-trust diminishes and your self-doubt grows. Taking small steps, though, like even if you don't do the thing that you set out to do, but you don't do the awkward laughter and you don't do like the awkwardness of that and take that as a small win, you're starting to gain momentum. You know, you don't have to show up and be the center of attention in the room, but you also don't have to be like, just keep your mouth shut. Just don't say anything at all. And you build that momentum and you can trust yourself more, and therefore you will have more confidence. I think a big fear with this is that your mistakes and setbacks will destroy your self-confidence, when really they need to be reframed as resilience and a means of growth and learning and trying to get better at it, and areas that you could improve upon, and that you're just creating like a little project for yourself, a cute little project. Okay, I'm going to take a note. I'm going to take a note that I wasn't super good in that area. So what things can I do to ease that up a little bit, to help me be better? Did I try to do too much all at once? Like, what could I improve just a little bit the next time? What could I tell myself in order to ease my mind so that that doesn't happen the next time? But reframing the mistakes and setbacks as, you know, that resilience compared to like, oh, well, proof that I suck and I'm not confident is right there. Let's shift from waiting and absorbing all the information and just waiting for that feeling to finally come into us, and actually doing, actually taking action. How can we start to make that shift in real life? I wanted to review some common things we tell ourselves when we are waiting. So if you are telling yourself this, or you're telling yourself some variation of this, you are probably waiting to feel confidence instead of taking action to feel confidence. The first one is, I'm not 100% ready. This one is the most common, and it's the feeling that you're just not there yet. I have to learn a little bit more. I have to keep doing this until I fully feel it in my bones and in my body, and then I will be able to show up in the world as a confident person. The truth behind this is that you will never be 100% ready. The only way you will ever be 100% ready, quote unquote, is because you have taken action because you have gone out there and tried it and saw what happened and gained confidence through the experience and the action. But there's never going to be a threshold that you cross that you go, oh my God, that is it. I've done it. I've read all the books and watched all the podcasts and listened to all the podcasts, watched all the videos, you know, whatever. And now I've done it. Now I feel the confidence radiating in my soul. Like you're what? Like a fucking like superhero or something. Like this is what I'm picturing. Like confidence. Like, no, that's like, that's not going to happen. You're never going to be 100% ready. You are just going to have to take action, even if you are not even close to feeling ready in confidence. Another common feeling is the, what if I fail? What if I make an ass out of myself? What if I embarrass myself? Nobody knows, bro. Like, nobody knows that you're in here trying to do that. And I know it's like kind of crazy. I get blown away by this and have to remind myself of this often, that the only experience or the only you that people know and experience with you is the shit that you say out loud. Like the shit, the faces you make, the things that you do in the physical, the actions you take, the stuff you say, you know, that is it. And what's wild, at least for me, is that is only like this much of my life and who I am, you know, because there's so much going on in here that, you know, it's crazy. Like it's kind of scary if you think about it for a little too long, but it's just that like, it's hard to conceptualize that people's experience with you is not whole because so much of your experience is happening in your brain. It's not like this embarrassing failure because nobody else is watching you fail. Now, if your fear is like for yourself that you fail over and over again, and like that is totally disappointing. Like you go to the party and you want to show up confident, but you show up awkward again and you feel like you failed. You know, that is aggravating, but it's only like you're the only person that would be beating yourself up because you're the only person that knows what it is you're trying to accomplish. So if you can stop and notice your actions and notice the way you behave and just like be an observer of it and stop judging yourself for the things that you do, you just take it as a lesson and try to take that information to utilize for future scenarios, even if future scenarios are in 2 minutes from now. You know, it doesn't have to be the next time you go to a party. It can literally be in the next sentence you say that you can try again and try to reframe it into like, you know, what if you succeed? What if you do well? It's possible that it's not as bad as you think it is in your head, that in the physical, but also just that like you have the opportunity to try again and you can try until you're dead. You know what I mean? And most likely the more you try and you try and you try and you try, just from the effort alone, you will get better at it and feel more confident through that effort. And the other thought I can think of is like, I don't know where to start. Like, how can I just go out there and start in the world? And you just like, the truth is you just like do it. You just start small. Like, what are you picturing in your head as to who you would be as a confident person? Label those things. I am somebody who doesn't stumble when they speak. Okay. So that's my goal. So I'm going to go out to this situation. I'm going to go to the grocery store and I'm going to ask the cashier how their day is. I'm going to make eye contact with the cashier and I'm going to ask them how their day was. And if you go there and if you stumble over your words, you say, okay, tried. I tried. And you're going to gain the self-trust that you had that effort and you are going to try again in the future, but you know that you are capable of getting yourself to the point of trying to make that effort and that the whole world didn't collapse in on itself. And starting small and starting imperfectly is going to build the self-trust to then lead to confidence. The key is taking the first step, even when it is uncomfortable and scary and awkward and doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel like what confidence is supposed to feel like. It doesn't matter. You're working towards it, but you have to take that first step in order to work towards it. Get through the uncomfortable. Like we talked about, I think it was yesterday, 2 days ago, I would rather be uncomfortable temporarily in that situation than be uncomfortable with who I am, because I can never gain confidence and never become the person that I want to be. Okay, here's our action plan. Here's our action plan for action to build confidence, okay? Identify one area that you lack confidence. Break it into small, actionable steps. Take one step today, even if it is scary. Track all wins, no matter how small. Find a win, like in whatever you're doing, find it, no matter how small it is, and then track it. And embrace the learning process instead of perfection. You are not going to look like Megan Fox on a screen the first time you try this, okay? But we're focusing on the process of learning confidence. We are not focusing on the end-all, be-all, final outcome. Because the truth is, the outcome that you picture in your head is likely going to be different than the outcome that actually comes to fruition in real life. It could be similar, but it's probably going to look a little bit different, and it's going to fit into your life for you. If you think you're getting out of this fucking day without locking this shit in, you are quite literally mistaken. There is actually no better day to lock it in with a little bit of action than a day that we're talking about taking action first in order to gain confidence. So today's daily challenge is take one small action today towards something you've been avoiding due to self-doubt. So doing something like how I said with the grocery store, doing something, you know, that breaks you out of your comfort zone just a little bit and in a very tiny, low stakes way. Your journaling prompt is, what's one thing you've been waiting to feel confident enough to do? What's one step you can take toward it today? Do the action challenge. Have introspection through the journaling prompt, allowing yourself to slow down and reflect on why it is you are the way that you are and how you want to be, so that you can actually show up as that person after you've laid it out for yourself. And you will find that in all situations in the future, you will remember those two things and be able to utilize them whenever you see fit, just because you've done a tiny, tiny bit today. It's so much better than just listening to me talk to you and talk about it. The goal, and you're not listening to me if you're not going to do it, is to not just listen to this, okay? You have to take action in order to actually bring it into your life. Confidence is not something you wait for. It is something you build through consistent action. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about self-worth beyond productivity. The idea that your value comes from outside your achievements and accomplishments. I really, really encourage you to take action today, no matter how small, to start strengthening your confidence. If it is something accessible for you to share online or share what you've learned about yourself through your journaling prompt, share it with me online. I would love to hear it. Tag me at Wellish Podcast, at Sarah.Rittendale, or use the hashtag 28 Days of Self-Love. If you have not already, make sure to subscribe to Wellish wherever you get your podcasts and on YouTube so that you do not miss one day of the 28 Days of Self-Love. Thank you so much for being here, and I will talk to you tomorrow.